Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It's the morning shift at 7:42. You've got Mike, Bo, myself, Allie Mack here. Dylan as well. Emotional, sensitive. Is it the same thing?
That's a good
question.
That's
the debate going on in the break. Who's emotional?
These commercial break debates. I'm sensitive, you're emotional. What's the difference? But well, I don't know.
You know what?
There is one.
I think our conversations... Like, I think our conversation right there might have been one of the best, like, back and forth we've ever had, because...
No, you're emotional. No, it's me.
No, you're sensitive. I'm emotional. No, I'm sensitive. You're emotional.
Female conversation, I'm not going to lie. No offense to Allie, but...
And then we bypassed Allie and went right to Dylan. We're like, we don't need you to answer. Dylan, what do you think?
Well, we are about to have so many more opinions coming your way with Which One Wednesday. You can weigh in on Twitter at 929 Morning Shift. But first, NBA playoffs. We had the Western Conference starting up last night. SGA and the Thunder beat the Timberwolves in game one. And SGA led the way with 31 points, 20 of those in the second half. Final score was 114-88.
Yeah, he was 8 of 14 in the second half. He was really good in the second half. I said this earlier. I was had the game on, fell asleep, and it just came out of halftime. And then, obviously, I had to go back and catch up on what I missed, because what I missed was a 70-40 outburst in the second half by the Thunder. And I wonder how much of that was – and I don't think Anthony Edwards was going to score 30 points in the second half or whatever necessarily, but his ankle, whatever is going on with his ankle where he hurt it, his inability to go to his left, and I thought Tim Legler did a good job breaking this down about how it affects his game and everything. It changed that game a great deal. I mean, Julius Randle still dropped, 28 last night?
Yeah, 5-6 from three.
Randle was still good, but it just changed everything. And Anthony Edwards was not the same shooter in the second. Everything changed with that ankle.
Yeah, he's been averaging 26 points per game. He only gets 18 last night. Dylan, the ankle, and you've made it very public. You're rooting for Anthony Edwards, the hometown guy.
Absolutely.
Scale from 1 to 10, what's the concern moving forward with that ankle?
Solid 6.5.
Okay.
Solid 6.5.
What a specific number. A 6.5. I love it.
Because he's so good, he can find other ways to get it done. And I don't think it's concerning as to the point where it's going to completely limit him. Like, I think more so like the toe injury with Darius Garland limited him in that Cavs-Pacers series. I think he'll still have some of his athletic ability, if I can speak. But I do think it'll limit him some to the fact where he's so good at getting to the rim, slashing, cutting, and he has that ability to dunk on you if he gets a full head of steam. I think some of that's going to be taken away, and that's going to hurt the Timberwolves. Now, the Thunder are playing Anthony Edwards as far as crowding the paint, so he did, after the game, say he has to shoot more. So I think this is going to be Anthony Edwards trying to find a way to maybe get to more of his mid-range and trying to make sure the three-pointers fall for him anyway. But the athletic ability is part of what makes Anthony Edwards so dangerous. So it is a concern. It doesn't make me think, oh, this series is over by any stretch of the imagination, but definitely concerning.
Well, game two is tomorrow and tonight. The Eastern Conference kicks off Pacers versus Knicks in New York, 8 p.m. if you want to see it.
Yeah, Madison Square Garden. Knicks 4.5-point favorites in that.
Is that surprising to you? I was going to ask you that. I'm glad you brought it up.
No, and look, we always talk about the NFL or football in general. It's like the home team, you know, home teams worth three or whatever. It's just, this is one of those teams that seemed very evenly kind of matched. When you look at the Knicks being at home and kind of, you know, the role they've been on, the emotion with their fans. Yeah, 4.5 seems about right.
Didn't bother the Pacers when they were playing Cleveland.
Yeah. What, you know? Yeah, the snow machines that Dan Gilbert bought.
Didn't. And guess what? Yeah.
The Cavalanche.
He's trying to get his get back on those. It didn't bother the the Knicks either went on the road. Neither one of these teams have been bothered on the road. They've actually both played very well. I can't live in a world where the Knicks make the Knicks win an NBA title. Not that they would win it if they won, but it just, you're going to see guys who haven't pulled for the Knicks or wore Knicks gear in 25 years suddenly talk about, yeah, I'm a Knicks fan again. You know,
it is a good point because we've talked so much on the show about like who are Anthony Edwards. Like I'm rooting for the Thunder. Like since the Hawks have been out, like who are you rooting for? I think we can all come together to the fact they're probably not rooting for the Knicks.
That,
like we're just like that's okay.
Yeah, that Lakers, Dallas Cowboy, Miami Hurricane, New York Yankees fan will suddenly be
Kyle Larson.
He's like, yeah. It'd be like, well, I mean, I like the Knicks, too. You know, like, I had an East Coast, West Coast team. The Knicks were my East Coast team.
I thought
like,
you were
sure.
A Lakers fan. Well, my dad's from New York. You know
yeah.
what I mean? Like,
yeah. Okay.
Anyways, man, we're gonna move on from that. And reminder, wake-up call will be coming up at 8 o'clock if you guys want to weigh in on the Olympics, the flag football, whether or not you would like an Atlanta Falcon to be a part of that. Some people are weighing in saying, absolutely not, don't risk it. But I think it's pretty cool. I think it would be nice to see one of our own representing in the Olympics, especially since it's in the United States here coming up in 2028. Also, look, I have people just randomly text me right now about what sport they'd play in the Olympics. I'm like, that's kind of a random conversation for 2025, but it is what it is. So if you want to weigh in on that as well, hit us up. All right, right now it's time for Which One Wednesday. Allie Mack back on the hosting duties. Dylan back in the judge's chair. He's been a lot better recently, if I may add. So Allie, take it away for us.
Well, yes, we have a spirited debate that's about to kick off for Which One Wednesday. Mike, we'll start with you. Which one will be more exciting, seeing Ronald Acuna Jr. return to the Braves, which is coming up soon,
yeah,
or seeing Friday, Michael Saturday. Penix, Jalen Walker, James Pierce at Mercedes-Benz for the first Falcons home game?
There's no doubt about this one. It's not even this. Not it ain't even a debate. Give me that Michael Penix, that offense that we've been waiting to be opened up for a number of years now. You also got Zach Robinson in year number two as the offensive coordinator. I love Ronald Acuna Jr. And he might be the most exciting baseball player of all time in terms of just watching his product on the field for the Atlanta Braves. But give me Michael Penix Jr. Give me Bajan. Give me that pass rush that we're expecting to be amped up. There's just that feeling inside of Mercedes-Benz, man, when things are going well. I'm not trying to take anything away from Ronald Acuña and the Braves, but give me that offense, baby. Getting
okay.
Pay dirt.
Buzzer. You're not wrong about it not being Ronald Acuña Jr.
You can't buzzer me and say I'm not wrong.
No, I just wanted you. I meant your time is up. You're not wrong about it not being Ronald Acuña Jr. We've seen it. We know what he can bring. We know it, blah, blah, blah. I mean, they still give standing ovations for Freddie. He's been gone for like 4 years. But the answer has nothing to do with Michael Penix Jr. It's about the defense. Mm-hmm. It's about Jalen Walker. It's about James Pierce Jr. It's about Leonard Floyd. It's about Morgan Fox. It's about Xavier Watts. It's about Billy Bowman Jr., A.J. Terrell. The defense. We are about to see the best Falcons defense we've seen since 2017. Possibly the best defense we've seen since the 98 season. So I'm telling you, it is about the defense of the Atlanta Falcons. It is going to be something special, and I can't wait personally.
Trying to decide if you even believe what you just said.
All right, Bo, you're up first on this one. Which one would you rather have your thoughts narrated by Morgan Freeman or be followed by a laugh track?
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, hey, friends. This sale's for you. The DSW Friends and Family event is on. DSW VIP members get 25% off almost everything in stores and online for a limited time. Don't miss out. This only happens twice a year. Not a VIP? You're still family to us. Join for free to get in on the savings. Plus, VIPs always get free shipping on anything. Save on must-own shoes today when you shop the DSW Friends and Family event at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Man, this is actually one of the best questions.
Yeah, man, that's good.
You know, I don't like laugh tracks overly much. I like to get a natural reaction, not one that sounds, you know, just fake. I hate when producers, you can tell we do radio, you can tell when producers and hosts turn on their mics and fake laugh to make someone feel better. And I think it's stupid. I think it's garbage. But I'm going to tell you something. Hearing Morgan Freeman say in that eloquent voice that he has, the stupid, I almost cuss, but the stupid stuff that comes at him in my up pops up in my mind, I mean, I'm here all day, every day for it. There's a couple people I'd like to have narrate me, and Morgan Freeman is definitely in the top three.
I'm glad you went down that route, because I was going to say, can I get Sir David Attenborough, the guy who does Planet Earth, could he narrate as he majestically walks down the stairs
towards
his
children? That wasn't the question.
No, I think that I would. I don't know, man. I think I'd rather have the laugh track.
You're not really funny.
I know, and that would hype me up a little bit. You know what I mean? That would hype me up. I don't need somebody, my inner thoughts coming out loud. I don't need, like, I already overthink everything. I don't need him, like, hammering that home, right? It also reminds me, have you guys ever seen The Family Guy where Peter Griffin gets followed by a tuba everywhere?
Yes.
And he's like, dun, 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 dun. Yes.
That was too funny.
No, just, yeah, give me the laugh track, man. Give me the laugh track.
All right, which one would you rather see happen? Falcons win their home opener against the Buccaneers, or Falcons beat the Saints in November in the Superdome? Of course we want both, but you have to pick one. Mike, you're first.
Look, it is what it is. And I know that Bo, look, man, he had a soft spot in his heart for going to, you know, the Eagles thing we talked about. It's always beating the Saints. It's always beating the Saints. It's always beating the Saints. It always will be beating the Saints. You lost in week one last year. In a game where you didn't even have a pulse. T.J. Watt completely took over. Justin Fields scrambling. They didn't even score a touchdown. And they beat you in your own building at the start of last year. And then you know what? A couple weeks later, we completely flushed it out. Obviously, the second week, you go beat the Eagles. So it is what it is. The opener weighs a little bit more heavily. But it's the Saints. It's the Saints. It's the Saints. It'll always be the Saints, especially down in New Orleans.
It's always winning in New Orleans. I have been down there for, I think I've missed one game in New Orleans since 2012, and that was the 14 one. I actually won that one. I think I've won three times in that building. Literally. Yeah. 2012, we lost a 12 game, if I'm not mistaken.
Tough place to win.
We won in 16. We won.
Yeah, we lost the 12 game. I scored a touchdown.
We won in 16, Allie. We won in 19. And I remember I wasn't there for 14. And then we won in 21 because we had to travel separately from the team that year. And I remember Arch and I walked down the street back to our hotel in Falcons. We just beat them. There's nothing better than shutting up a bunch of drunk, loud Cajuns on a Sunday in New Orleans. Every day it is beating New Orleans in New Orleans. Mm.
Okay, we got time for one more. Which conspiracy theory are you more likely to buy into?
Uh-oh.
The NBA lottery draft being rigged, or Michael Jordan's first retirement was a secret suspension for gambling? Bo, you start.
It's Michael Jordan's, because it's more intriguing to me. I don't care if they put a frozen envelope in and gave the Knicks a player that they never won with and Patrick Ewing. The Michael Jordan thing has so many layers. Because we know Michael Jordan likes to do what?
Gamble.
And he, look, the sad part is it's a lot deeper because of his father. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that's some of what goes into some of these conspiracy theorist thoughts. But to know the entire truth of behind why Michael Jordan truly retired, if it was about, you know, just getting away from the game as a mental break because of what it, his father and everything, and wanting to do that for his father by playing baseball, I want to know the truth of that more than anything. He is one of the, he's one of the most intriguing athletes of all time to me.
Yeah. I'm going to start by saying I think they're both true. But I will say I would rather know the truth about the NBA draft lottery. Think about how many people this affects. Think about the butterfly effect, if you will, from all the franchises and all the personnel pieces and all the college players and everything and all the cities and everything it could affect. If just put it on freaking TV, man. You know what I mean? Don't tell me Ernst & Young is in the building. I just want to see it. All right? You used to show it to us. Now you're just begging for conspiracy theorists. I would like to know the truth behind that, although I do slightly believe the Jordan thing. So anyways, nice job, Allie. Dylan, let us down gently.
He's going streaking.
Let's go.
For the second week in a row. This one was a lot closer than last week, Bo. You almost had me, but I gave the edge to Mike and the Mafia.
I got
to
tell you, you lost me when you said this defense is going to be the best one since 98. I was like, whoa, 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 whoa. I'm not sure you even believe that. I was like, this guy had the crazy look in his eye, and at one point he said, let's get it on. I was like, no, there's no way.
Well, just like Dylan's top five list, he's making questionable judgments once again today. So, you know what? I don't like it when Simone's not here. You act crazy. You do dumb stuff.
That's true. Simone wasn't here last week either when I made the judgments. Like, you might be onto something.
Yeah. Oh, trust me, I am. That's why I should have won. But you know, it's all good.
We're gonna go to break right now. We're gonna come back. We're gonna do the wake up call 404-726-0929. We're going to talk a little bit. Hopefully, if you guys want to weigh in, do you want an Atlanta Falcon to be a part of the Olympics roster? And if so, which guy do you think fits that best? Not as simple as saying, well, hey, Jalen Walker. That's not the format we're talking about. And also, you guys can sound off on anything else. Maybe NBA playoffs is getting at you. Call us 404-726-0929 at 929 Morning Shift. Morning Shift rolls on the other side. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.